Hello, and welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, powered by Jetro and Associates. Get ready for another action-packed episode from our team that will help you save time, taxes, and keep more money in your pocket.
Hello, small business owners, and welcome to another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast. My name is Mike Jezorchek. I'm a CPA and founder over at Jetro, which is a digital accounting firm servicing small business owners exclusively. And I want everyone to take a deep breath. Tax season is officially over. Now, if you extended your return, you might not quite be done yet, but at least you got that pressure of April 15th off your mind. So one thing I want to talk about today on this episode is, now that tax season is over, you may be relieved, thinking you don't have to worry about that again for another year. And if this is you, I just want you to step back a few months and think about the stress and anxiety that you are facing this tax season. If you do this same thing that you did last year, you're going to face that same stress, that same anxiety next year during tax season. So I want to talk about some things that you can change now to make this part of your business stress-free. This anxiety can absolutely be avoided. You just need to be willing to put in a little legwork throughout the year. And so I'm going to outline some changes that you can make inside your business now, today, for the rest of 2019, so you can take control of your bookkeeping, take control of your tax situation. Now, if you're already working with an accounting firm, that stress or anxiety might have been minimized or eliminated completely. But if you're not working with an accounting firm or not working with someone to manage your bookkeeping and taxes, this is really for you to outline what things you can do. First item, bookkeeping. Now, if this word bookkeeping is rather foreign to you, or you're thinking of our spreadsheet and bank statements, this section right here is directly for you. Bookkeeping is the recording of all your business transactions and then categorizing them to produce financial statements, to produce an income statement, to produce a balance sheet. Luckily for you, there is software out there that makes this bookkeeping process much easier. So we usually recommend a software called Xero to all of our clients, but there's software like QuickBooks Online or Wave. And with these online software, you are able to connect your bank and credit card accounts directly to them, which then allows the software to download all of your business transactions into the software. Once the transactions are downloaded into the software, you're able to categorize them into their respective categories, which will then produce an income statement and a balance sheet for your business. So not only will this make tax season painless because you already have this done, but it provides you with insights on your business throughout the year, which can help you with cost savings, trends, seeing how your business is performing compared to prior periods, compared to prior years. The bookkeeping piece should be the foundation of your business. Next item is, complete your bookkeeping monthly at a very minimum. At our firm, we do bookkeeping for all of our clients on a monthly basis, some weekly, some even every other day, depending on the type of business and how often they need their reporting. By doing it on a regular basis, this ensures that you do not get too far behind. The last thing that you want to be doing is categorizing thousands of transactions at one time. And this is often what happens in tax season. You're going through and categorizing all these transactions for the prior year. And what this triggers is stress. And so doing the bookkeeping at least once a month allows you to break out this task that you may not be too familiar with into small and manageable instances. So the data that your bookkeeping provide will not only help during tax season, as mentioned, but allows you to do analysis of your business performance throughout the year. You can compare month to month to see if there's any trends that could be hurting your business or costs that could be cut. There's a lot of times when we're working with a client that we show them month-to-month costs and they drill down into it and think, wow, I've been paying for this software and I haven't used it in 2 years, but I'm still paying a monthly subscription. They would have never realized that without proper bookkeeping. You can also look at months where you may have started a marketing campaign and see how that campaign performed a couple months later. And should you do another campaign to back it up? So this is all valuable information that every business owner should be looking at regularly by completing your bookkeeping at least monthly. Not only does completing it monthly make it a smaller task instead of doing it all at one at the end of the year, but you're able to remember the transactions and what they were for much easily than if you had to do something in February and think, okay, 13 months ago in January, I had dinner at Applebee's or whatever restaurant you were at, and you're like, who was I with? What was that for? Was that personal? By doing it right after it happens, you're able to stay on top of it. Remember what happened. I always say, put a task in your calendar. Block out some time every month to do that bookkeeping. Next, ensure that your entity is in good standing. So whether your entity is organized in Florida, California, Texas, or somewhere in between, there is likely an annual filing requirement. And be sure to set this requirement in your calendar each year so that you can renew and file any necessary documents with the state to then ensure that your business stays in that good standing at the state. You can avoid late fees and penalties by using this, by making sure that you keep on top of this, put it in your calendar. And this is important to help ensure that you stay protected by the liability that your entity may be providing you. Having an expired entity in the middle of a legal issue is honestly the last thing that you want to be worrying about. So just keep up with it. Make sure you know where you're organized and make sure you're filing that following up with the entity, making sure it's in good standing on a regular yearly basis. Next item, keep documents organized. Running a business means that you have documents all over the place, in every corner of your office. Take the time now to get all of those documents and receipts organized strategically in a safe and digital space. And now when I say digital, take a picture or scan your receipts and file them in online folders that are easy to search and find if needed. Put a recurring task on your calendar each week to spend a few minutes uploading everything that came in that week. This will keep you organized should you need anything in future, while also giving you peace of mind, knowing that everything is in a safe place, easy to find. Finally, file estimated taxes. Now that you're doing bookkeeping on a regular basis, you know exactly what your profit is at any point in time. This makes paying estimated taxes really a breeze. You can take your profit along with the other activity you have personally and calculate what your tax liability is and get a payment in the mail for both the IRS and state. Stop waiting until the tax filing deadline and paying one huge chunk at one time while also eating late fees and interest and always worrying about what's that amount going to be. You can calculate it and pay it throughout the year. Split those payments up throughout the year. Make tax season less painless and keeping fees in your pocket and interest in your pocket rather than sending them off to the tax man. Estimated tax payments are due on the following schedule. Quarter one was due April 15th. Quarter two estimates are due in June. Quarter three estimates are due in September. And quarter four estimates are due in January of next year. So in conclusion, gathering everything and doing your bookkeeping one time throughout the year is not only stressful, but can actually hurt your business. Take a deep breath after tax season and make a promise to yourself to be more organized this year. Regularly schedule time on your calendar to complete bookkeeping, file necessary entity renewals, and upload important documents and receipts. While you're doing that, do not forget to make regular estimated tax payments. By doing this, it'll feel like a rock was lifted off your shoulders. And if you do not have time to do these tasks on your own, that's when it's time to hire a professional. They will take care of all this in the background while you're growing your business and not worrying about anything on the financial aspect side. I want to say cheers to everyone to a stress-free accounting and tax season as we go throughout 2019. Make this the year that next tax season is stress-free. I want to remind everyone again that we have a website for our podcast. It's taxsavingspodcast.com. It's a great resource to go to and check out our most recent episodes, as well as find extra items if you want to take what we discuss here and dig even deeper. Some of those things include a link to our Facebook group, information on our free bookkeeping, payroll, and tax training program, as well as a free 15-minute consultation. If you want to talk to someone from our team about how we may be able to help you out, you can find that all on our website. Again, taxsavingspodcast.com. I want to thank you for tuning into this week's episode and remind you to join our Facebook group. It's a free Facebook group. You can simply search in Facebook, Small Business Tax Secrets, and it will pop up that you can join. I look forward to seeing you in there and continuing the discussion and making you a more successful and organized business owner. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, I ask you just please leave a review on whatever platform you listen to us on and share with other business owners. If there's a specific topic you want us to touch on, shoot me an email, hit me up on Facebook, hit me up wherever you might be able to contact me, and we can make sure to plan that in our schedule. Again, thanks you for tuning in to another episode, and I will see you next week.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast from the team at Jetro & Associates. If you have any questions, feel free to email them, tax@jetrotax.com. We have packages for small business owners starting at just $75 a month. If you enjoyed our podcast, please take the time out to give us a 5-star review in iTunes or wherever you listen. This helps us to bring you useful tips to help you grow your small business. Thanks for listening and have a great day.